with your participation in the player conduct thing a couple months ago, what's your reaction to the league's suspensions for Chris Henry?
Considering that their incidences were pre the conduct meeting, I was surprised by how harsh the punishments were that came down. But I mean, it sends a message. The stance of the NFL is very stern in that type of in the off the field behavior, and I think that's in concert with how the players feel, with how the coaches feel, with how the fans feel. So I can only speak for myself, where we all believe the same thing about off the field is unacceptable. But as far as these particular suspensions, it was a shock to me.
I think it will change the way not only any players will probably take care of themselves when off the field, mm-hmm. but do you think it changes the way teams look at things like the draft? The character issues become even more important because of the penalties now?
I hope so. I mean, I definitely think that people should be rewarded for not only what they do on the field, but the way they carry themselves off the field. And too often, I would think most people agree, in sports, off the field stuff can be overlooked. If you run fast enough and you're strong enough, it's often overlooked. And I think the NFL is taking a step in what I believe to be the right direction, where you're off the field. Off the field incidences are just as important to professional athletes as they are to people with what you would consider normal jobs, I guess.
Few bad apples kind of spoil for everyone. I mean, this is like not the norm. I mean, of all players, there's like 3% of the players.
Right.
Cleaned up? Because I mean, you're one of the good guys in the league. I mean, does it hurt you? Do people just talk about it to you? I mean, is that all they want to talk about is like Pac-Man Jones and all the bad stuff?
Well, I mean, not me personally. It hurts the image of the league, and as callous as it sounds, I guess it hurts financially to the league. It hurts financially to the players, and just like you said, a reputation it means a lot. I think it's important. And there's lots of stereotypes about athletes, and most of them negative. And I think this is a step in changing those things.
Do you think suspensions like this will make some guys think twice before they go out or engage in anything that could get in trouble?
I hope so. Well, rational guys, at least, it should help. But I mean, as we all know, there are people in this world, outside of sports included, that don't always think rationally. So, I mean, I'm sure this won't affect any players. It won't have them second guess. But I would say for the most part, it sends a clear message. And if it doesn't have the players second guessing their behavior, then they won't be around for long. So it doesn't really matter. We're going to clean it. I mean, it appears that the NFL is going to clean up the league one way or another.
There's not much in terms of we can do in terms of recourse, but when you met with the commissioner, were suspensions brought up? I mean, is that something that was going to happen? And do you think that in order to make a statement, these first two guys maybe got a harsher penalty?
Well, suspensions and it was just the meetings were a big think tank, so everything came up. There were so many different ideas, and we didn't know what the league was going to end up settling on. And I would say that, like I said earlier, I was surprised with the harshness of these punishments, considering that the incidences occurred prior to this new focus on off-the-field conduct. But hopefully, I would hate to say that these guys would have to pay. I don't agree that they should have to pay for anything more than what they've done, but sometimes it happens that way. And I can't, that would be a question for the commissioner, I guess. Is this a warning shot, and just to let everybody know? So I'm not sure.
You might not have dealt with this because, you didn't have a bad reputation, obviously. But before you were drafted, how much did, in interviews, how much did teams ask about off-the-field stuff with you? Positive or negative?
Well, I would think that it's different depending on the player, yeah. If they think that they have to ask those off-the-field things. But I didn't get too many off-the-field questions, so.
How much, as far as preventing this, is incumbent upon the teams and the league creating programs to support players and guide
right.
them? Not just, I mean, you have the rookie symposium mm-hmm. every year, but sometimes it seems like it's right. left at that and not reinforced.
Well, that was one of my main points when I went to Indy, is that it should be a continued education process. The symposium has a ton of great information, but it's packed into 10-hour days, and it's impossible to take too much away from that. So, I mean, hopefully, there'll be some more preventative acts rather than reactionary acts. I mean, we don't want to see too many more suspensions or anything like that. We'd rather prevent the things from occurring than have to react to them.
Anything else?
Does anything, I mean, the severity factor in? I mean, DUI, I mean, can you be suspended for that? I mean, right. It's kind of, is it arbitrary? Is it case by case?
Good question. And if you can get a hold of Roger Goodell, I'm sure he'd let you know. I think context is important to everything. So I would say that the context of the incidents, and I would hope that there's not going to be just a big blanket thrown over everybody, because different situations require different punishments, I guess, or different reactions. So hopefully you won't get a guy for some severe crime the same punishment you get a guy for a speeding ticket. It's not how it works.
Did you see Joey Porter apologizing for his fight?
I did. It seemed sincere. I was happy about it. It was good. And Joey Porter seems like a genuine guy. I met him when I was in Vegas, actually. Not the same time he was down there. But I met him in Vegas, and he seemed like a sincere guy. You guys good?
Thanks, Buck.